Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Feeling a little bit naked because I don't have my ATM card. Friday I had to go deposit some checks. And so I went to the ATM machine.
Why?
Because that's where you go when you don't want to go inside, Davi. Let me explain it to you.
No, it's not.
It is.
You just take a picture of it on the app.
Yeah, I know, but I don't trust that.
You don't trust it?
No. I did it once, and I just didn't like it.
Why?
And then I still have the check at my house because I'm like, yo, like, what?
Did it work?
Huh?
Did it work?
It worked, but, like, I just don't like, if it doesn't go through, what do you do with the check after you scan
it?
And
it
you wait for the confirmation.
Yeah.
And you see the money go in.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it.
But what if something happens where they're like,
you have a confirmation. In the confirmation, there's a picture of your check.
Yeah. You took photos. They're uploaded.
It's like, I don't know. I always think you got to hold on to it.
No.
So I still got the one check I did. It's still in my little file cabinet at
that
the house.
That money been gone.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the ATM machine, and I was actually like, I was jamming out to some music, put in the thing, and they were like, hey, we're out of like the receipt paper.
Yeah.
And they're like, so do you want it to be emailed to you? So I'm like, okay, I click email, and then I pull off. Mm-hmm. And then when I get home and I'm in the garage and getting ready to put my wallet back up where I keep my wallet and everything else, I'm like, where'd my card go?
Oh, damn.
And I start looking around for the card. And I'm like, wait, is it on the floor? I'm like, where's the card? And I realized that I was so caught up in looking for the receipt. When it said email the receipt, I just pulled off and didn't get the card out.
The ATM machine ate it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
But I called and then got another one. So
see how much you inconvenienced yourself
for
not embracing technology? You had to go. You lost it. You had to call, wait on hold, all of that, where you could have just snapped a picture front, back, boom,
I could well,
be done
okay.
with it.
Well, I could have been more techie.
And who's writing you checks?
I could, what?
Who's writing checks?
People still do actually
people
do write checks.
You know what? People write checks. Do you know the stamp just went up? So, I mean, you might not know, but kidnappers from across the bay are all like, wow, it's 60 cents now to send a letter. So if you kidnap somebody, you got to come up with 60 cents to just mail it.
I think you have to embrace technology.
Let me say, I have embraced banking technology. Let me tell you, I could have done it on the app.
Yep.
And I started it on the app, but because I had to change my address, because my address for the bank is still listed as my Wesley Chapel house, and things go to the Wesley Chapel house and never come out.
You know what?
So
they disappear.
They disappear. If they mail there, she'll never tell me, hey, you got some mail. Yeah. It would never.
You know what else you could do on the app?
What?
Change your address.
Change your address.
point taken. So I changed my address on the app.
Okay.
But once you change the address, they won't allow you to order a card because you could be a fraudulent person who's changing the address and then wanting the card. So, in essence, I could have ordered the card and it went straight to the other one. They would have done it that way. But because I changed the address, they then made me call. They say, you got to call or go in. And I didn't want to go in.
Are we going to take a picture of the check next time? And once we get the confirmation email saying that it's actually in your account now, we can rip it up. Are we moving forward with this?
Maybe.
I'm not sold
on it yet. Listen, it takes a long time. It took me a while to move over from cassettes to CDs.
Yeah.
DVDs.
And then from
VHS tapes.
I met you when you were stuck between CDs and streaming. It was hard.
It took me a minute.
You're like, Brewster, burn me a CD.
Burn me a CD.
Really?
Yeah. Because all of our new music that we get in, like, she puts it on. Yeah. Now she puts it on a flash drive.
That was just like last year.
No, that was when Joe Coy got in my car.
Yeah.
And his camera guy was in the back seat. And he's like, oh, my God, why do you have 30 CDs up here? He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? I got music. He's like, oh, my God, these are from months. You get CDs every month.
He had to make fun of you in order for you to move on.
I moved on.
We have to shame you now in order to push you forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text JASON to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.